Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Earlier this week, we teed up another one of our Soundcheck Smackdown debates. This one was holiday-themed. We were joined by movie critic Rafer Guzman of Newsday and radio producer Kristen Meinzer of WNYC's The Takeaway. Together, they host a podcast called Movie Date. And on Monday, Kristen and Rafer debated which medium has produced the better holiday songs, the big screen, movies, or the small screen, TV specials.
Big. Size matters when it comes to good Christmas movie music. And it's the big screen.
Rafer?
I like the Christmas TV specials. I always have. Those things bring me back to childhood much more than the movies do.
It's like it was just the day before yesterday or something. Ultimately, I unilaterally declared Rafer the winner. I thought he made a good, strong case for TV specials as a source of holiday music. Then we got this voicemail from a listener named Elliot.
Why did everyone forget Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol? I loved it as a kid. I remember some of the music even now. I think they took it off the air because it's politically incorrect to poke fun at people who are hearing or seeing impaired, but that doesn't take away from the sophistication and the greatness of the music and the lyrics and the animation. But I never hear about it anymore, so I'm interested to hear people's comments on that.
Yeah. Ringle, ringle, coins when they jingle, make such a lovely sound.
Yeah, Elliot, that got us thinking about it, too. I was unfamiliar with Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, but this year happens to be the 50th anniversary of this early animated classic. And joining us on the phone is someone who can tell us all about it. Daryl Van Sitters is an animation director and producer. He also happens to be the author of a book about the special, which is also called Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Daryl, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So is our listener Elliot right? Did this Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol just disappear?
Yes, unfortunately he is correct. The special, after its first initial five-year run on NBC, kind of went into syndication, and over the years it gradually was picked up fewer and fewer times until it almost completely disappeared. Now it's back, and kudos to NBC for deciding to broadcast it for the 50th anniversary.
That'll be Saturday at 8 p.m., 50th anniversary broadcast of Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol on NBC. So 50 years ago, does that mean that this Mr. Magoo thing comes before Charlie Brown and Rudolph and all the others?
Yes, it does. It was the very first one, and it paved the way for the rest of them. The next one was 2 years later was Rudolph, and then Charlie Brown Christmas, and then How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Wow. So was it considered a kind of a daring thing to do at the time?
Absolutely. At the time, that nobody had ever conceived of doing an animated version of A Christmas Carol, or even had no one had even conceived of doing an animated Christmas special. And it was very daring, one, to do it, and two, to take a classic like A Christmas Carol and say, you know what, let's put Mr. Magoo and Gerald McBoing-Boing in there and see if we can't make this work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's highly improbable, but it worked.
Well, I mean, but everything about Mr. Magoo was highly improbable. I mean,
exactly.
The point is,
exactly.
He was this guy who couldn't see all that well, sometimes couldn't really see much of anything. He was voiced by Jim Backus, who fans of Gilligan's Island will know. He played the rich guy, Thurston Howell III. So he's the voice of Mr. Magoo. How closely does Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol adhere to the Dickens Christmas Carol?
Actually, it's one of the closer adaptations ever done. Whole sections, well, almost the entire script is directly from the book. There is some reordering of the ghosts, and of course, to fit it into 52 minutes at the time, there was no way they could have put the entire book in there. But it's one of the, you'll find from Dickens fans, it's one of the more closely adapted versions of the book.
And it's kind of a play within a play, right? So Mr. Magoo is starring as Scrooge on Broadway.
That's correct. At the time, Lior Gell, the man who produced the special, was concerned that people would confuse Mr. Magoo with Scrooge, and so they wanted to have a way to bookend it to really make it clear that this was not Mr. Magoo as Scrooge. It was Mr. Magoo Mr. Magoo playing the role of Scrooge.
Right.
It wasn't just suddenly we've put Mr. Magoo into this thing and there was no explanation for it.
Well, this song, I guess, serves as a kind of explainer early in the special. It's called Back on Broadway from Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Laces, everybody! Magoo, your costume! You're not in costume!
Relax, my good man. I've never missed an entrance yet. I'm gonna shine, will you turn me on like the neon that you see on Broadway? Broadway! Great to be back, 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 back on Broadway.
Back on Broadway, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol, an adaptation of the Charles Dickens original, an animated TV holiday classic, the first animated TV Christmas show, first broadcast 50 years ago, and finally back, airing this Saturday night on NBC at 8 p.m. We're speaking with Darryl Van Sitters, author of the book, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. So who wrote that song that we just heard?
That was Julie Stein and Bob Merrill.
They're the ones who...
Go ahead.
They're the ones who did Funny Girl and People Who Need People.
Exactly. In fact, they were doing Funny Girl at the time they were doing A Christmas Carol, and they just did this as a little side job, and it's actually got some of the more enduring songs they've done.
So, although since the show itself didn't really endure past its original 5-year run, are these like, you know, little musical gems waiting to be rediscovered?
I believe so. Most people who grew up watching this thing can re-sing these songs by heart. They know them that well. And if someone takes the time to rediscover them, they'll find that they really have a nice feeling for the holiday. And there's a little bit of an emotional punch there when Scrooge and young Scrooge are singing Alone in the World.
Let's hear that moment from Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Where are two shoes that click to my clack? I'm all alone in the world.
A hand for each hand was planned for the world.
Why don't my fingers reach
millions of grains of sand in the world? Why such a lonely beach? Where is a voice to answer mine back?
Where are two shoes that click to my clack?
I'm all alone in the world.
Come, let us see another Christmas.
So that's Mr. Magoo as Scrooge, and he and the ghost are watching young Scrooge singing this song, and Mr. Magoo starts, as Scrooge starts singing along with him, Alone in the World, written by Julie Stein and Bob Merrill, who did Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend and the score to Funny Girl and so many other familiar songs, and did the score for Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Darryl, why did the show eventually sort of lose traction on TV? Is it because it was not very PC with its vision-impaired protagonist?
You have to remember, this was way before that kind of thing, and it wasn't so much that as I think they stopped putting any effort into getting it on TV again. It just went into the syndication, and the studio at the time had so many other things in syndication, they were just watching all of those, and this one never got the push that the other ones did, and I think the other ones had more ancillary material to help push them. You had Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with a classic song that comes back every year. You had Charlie Brown Christmas. Peanuts was in front of everybody all year round. Charlie Grinch Stole Christmas had a book that, you know, that started the whole thing. That was always around. This one didn't have anything quite like that, and for some reason it went away. And it's really a shame.
Well, now, as you point out, you know, back in the 60s, political correctness wasn't quite the buzzword that it is today. But it is today. So how do you think Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol will play in 2012?
I think it will play just as well as it did 50 years ago. It's really a strong property, and the emotion and the fundamental storytelling is strong. And I think anybody who takes the time to watch it will fully appreciate what they're getting.
Well, you'll have a chance to see the Mr. Magoo Christmas Carol animated special on NBC Saturday night at 8 p.m., first aired 50 years ago and has been missing in action for many decades. We've been speaking with Daryl Van Sitters, an animation director who wrote the book, Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. Daryl, thank you very much for joining us, and happy holidays.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
This is Soundcheck.
Could we have a Christmas tree and on each branch a pulley? Some waffle jelly cake would be so nice. Could we have a stocking full of presents, Father? Could we? Some waffle jelly cake, perhaps a slice. And on the tree a star of shiny Christmas gold, a candle in a jar of razzleberry dressing.
We can't afford a Christmas tree. We will someday, I vow. Start smiling and enjoy with me the